Hi everyone, my name is Tom, and I'm going to share some highlights from a photography field trip I recently went on with my university class. We travelled to a historic rural estate to practice our landscape and architectural photography.
I was really looking forward to the trip, although I wasn't entirely sure what to expect regarding our living arrangements. I thought we'd be staying in a traditional youth hostel, or perhaps a local farmhouse given the rural setting. However, when we arrived, I was delighted to discover that our actual accommodation was a beautifully restored converted barn. It had thick stone walls and was surprisingly warm and comfortable.
On our first morning, our tutor guided us together for an introductory lecture. Since it was a photography trip, I fully expected the talk to be a refresher on camera techniques or lighting equipment. But it actually focused on the local history of the estate, providing us with vital context about the people who used to live and work there over the centuries. After the briefing, we set off down a narrow, winding path to begin our practical work. I had read that the area was famous for its ancient oak trees and was hoping to capture them on camera, but the trail we followed was completely lined with silver birch instead. Their pale bark looked incredibly striking against the dark green of the undergrowth.
Our main goal for that morning was to follow the old estate boundary and photograph a quaint wooden bridge spanning a stream. We were keeping our ears open for the sound of the water, but before we reached it, we unexpectedly stumbled upon this magnificent iron gate hidden in the bushes. It was a completely chance discovery and absolutely breathtaking.
Our tutor, who knows the estate inside out, told us the gate was over a century old. Looking at the impressive metalwork, you might assume it was manufactured in a large city factory and transported out to the countryside. But we learned it was actually crafted by the village blacksmith, using traditional techniques that have largely been forgotten today.
I spent ages looking at the details of the metalwork. From a distance, I thought the ornate decorations were meant to be family crests or perhaps animals, but upon closer inspection, I realised the metal had been twisted into an intricate floral design. It was incredibly delicate for something made of such heavy material.
I decided to set up my tripod to take some detailed close-up shots. I reached into my camera bag and briefly panicked because I thought I'd forgotten my spare battery. It turned out I had packed that, but I was extremely frustrated to realise I had dropped my best camera lens back at the accommodation while unpacking my gear. Despite that setback, I managed to capture some great images with my standard equipment. The bright midday sunlight wasn't ideal for bringing out the texture of the metal itself, but the striking shadows cast on the ground by the intricate patterns made for a truly atmospheric shot. It ended up being my favourite photo of the entire trip. After spending a couple of hours photographing our discovery, we decided to head back. We were all starving by this point and seriously thought about stopping at the village pub for a hearty meal, but we ended up having our lunch at the visitor centre on the estate as it was much closer and the food was actually delicious.
Once we returned to university, we had to select our best pictures for a final assignment. I initially considered submitting my gate pictures for the university magazine, as they often publish student work, but I eventually decided to upload them to my online portfolio instead, hoping they might catch the eye of professional landscape photographers. It was definitely a trip to remember.